KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
There we go. It is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, we're looking at a project that's been, 10 years in the making. It's the grand opening of the Freshwater Nature Trail. And joining me this morning, along with Emily, we've got Carrie McNamee. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
I nailed it! I've been practicing. All righty. So let's hear about this Freshwater Nature Trail.
Certainly. The Freshwater Nature Trail is at our property, Freshwater Farms Reserve, located in Freshwater, 5851 Myrtle Avenue, just south of Three Corners Market. It's a three-quarter-mile trail, and it really showcases what we do on the property. It's really our demonstration site, showing how we've been able to couple agriculture and restoration and the wild landscape. And now we're incorporating a public access recreation component. So we're really excited to share it with the community.
Fantastic. Now, you were saying that the North Coast Regional Land Trust got a hold of this property about 10 years ago, and the plan was to develop this trail.
Yeah, it's always been a goal of ours to open this piece of property to the public. Rather, though, than just jumping right into it and building this trail after we just acquired the property, we wanted to complete some projects, like a big restoration project on the property, and really just let our presence develop on the property before we started to tell the story of what we do there. So that is part of the reason why it's been a 10-year in the making process.
Okay, fantastic. And you've been working on it, in earnest for the past year or so, right?
Yeah, the California Conservation Corps came out this past June and laid the gravel, cut some branches. We actually put the trail in. They built a boat launch, so we have a non-motorized boat launch to offer to folks, as well as our carpenter, Marlon Gill, who's a local, very skilled person. He built a raised platform towards the end of the trail that overlooks the restoration that went that took place back there in 2009, which opened up about 10 acres of tidal wetland to a variety of wildlife. Yeah, and you know, that's what the landscape naturally was years ago, so we just restored it to its natural function. By removing a tide gate.
Yeah, that's great. So, so what is this? Explain how this, what this trail is like.
Sure, I'd love to. The trail is beautiful.
I figured that.
Well, it starts out in our brand new parking lot, so it's a nice piece, so we can accommodate all sorts of folks. And then it wraps around through some wetlands. And it meets up with kind of the hub of the property. There's a big historic barn there and a nursery. And the barn and nursery we're planning to rehabilitate this coming year. So those are two exciting projects underway. Also at that point, there's a farm stand that our wonderful lessee, Kathy Mullen, runs and is really dialed in to be a really nice community piece. For the freshwater folks. And then you make a left and you continue down the trail. There's beautiful open space. You can see the pasture with cows in it seasonally. Hopefully there'll be some cows out there on May 1st. We're working with our lessee to see if he's ready to get his cows out there yet. excuse me. And then the trail pretty much snakes along Freshwater Slough. So there's just beautiful views of the water. I've seen river otters in there before, schools of coho salmon, cows on the other side of the creek. And all along the trail also there's interpretive panels that tell the story of the property, what we've done on it, what's historically been done on it, and the cultural significance of the Wiat people and how they used freshwater slough for so much of their transportation and hunting. And the trail continues along beautiful cottonwood trees, willow groves, and you could pass the boat launch on the right. And like I said, it's a nice entrance exit point with a connection to the bay, of course. Mm-hmm. And not too far from the bay, we offer a Canoe the Slough event annually, and I was on it this past year, and it's beautiful. I highly recommend everyone does it. So the trail continues, and the final stretch of trail is on top of a levee, and that's my favorite piece because the views are just spectacular. There's the pasture and the tidally restored area on one side, and then this beautiful waterway, freshwater slough, on the other side that is just so powerful. You can really feel the tide. The water is just very high, very low, and there's just so much force to it. And also in that area along the levee is the boardwalk I mentioned, the raised mm-hmm. platform, and that leads out. You can overlook the whole restored area. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. In total, how long is this?
It's 3/4 of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a loop, so it's 3/4 of a mile out
and back.
3/4 of a mile back, so a mile and a half round trip.
Okay, that's not very strenuous. Pretty just about all levels of activity should be able to enjoy that.
Yeah, definitely. And we've put out a bench towards the end of the trail too, mm-hmm. so when folks just want to stop and take it all in, they can do that.
No, I know a lot of people really love kayaking there in the slough. It's a beautiful spot and goes on for quite some ways. And with that boat launching ramp right there, that's a great place to get into the water.
Definitely, definitely. When I did that trip, we started at Woodley Island and rode the tide up to that takeout mm-hmm. at freshwater slough. Like I said, the tide, as most of us know, the tides are super powerful, and it's a great way to ride with the water, so you don't have to paddle as hard.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep your eye on the tide there. That makes a big difference.
For sure.
Have it work with you and again, rather than against you, that is for sure. So let's talk a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Oh, sure. This Sunday, May 1st, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., we're having our grand opening for the Nature Trail, and we want to invite everyone to come out to experience the property and the trail. We're going to have a big barbecue potluck. If you'd like to contribute to the potluck, you're more than welcome, but you certainly don't need to. We're also going to have live music. Thursday Night Bluegrass is playing, as well as Josephine Johnson, two wonderful acts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a nice addition, too, which I've personally never experienced. We're going to have some plein air painters all along the trail painting just beautiful vistas, and also some opportunities for kids and I assume people of all ages to paint pictures with Maureen McGarry, who's been a wonderful partner to the Land Trust.
Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, give the time that it's happening again.
Sure. From 1 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Sunday the 1st.
Okay.
And also, we'll be doing some guided walks and presentations at the trail to showcase some of our projects that are going on, specifically second phase of salmon restoration that's going on upstream of the first phase, and also the barn rehabilitation of the historic Graham Long Dairy Barns. Built in 1910 of all old growth redwood. It's a beautiful structure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's being restored.
Yeah, we're in the process of rehabilitating that, yes.
Wonderful. That's mm-hmm. that's terrific. I like seeing old mm-hmm. buildings like that getting fixed up.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. There's so much history there. You could just feel it.
Well, it's a beautiful spot. And I think pretty much most people know where it is. So when they come out to the grand opening, do they come to that parking lot you described?
Yeah. There will be signage to direct mm-hmm. people to the parking lot because it is new, so it's kind of hidden a little bit. But once you find it, you'll know where it is. It's just south of the main entrance there by the barn. But there'll be plenty of signage and overflow parking options, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, that sure sounds like it. Emily, you've got something to add here?
Yeah, I'm just really excited that the trail's going to be open, and I think this is a really unique property and landscape, and, you know, a lot of places where there's trails in Humboldt County is more of a park or managed by a public entity, or it's just for public access. And what I think is really was really great about this property and what we all can learn from is the kind of intersection between it being a working landscape and also having public access. And I think there's a lot that kind of we can learn and apply to other places. Since often trails and agricultural areas are thought not to mix, but there's great ways where they really can. So that's what I'm really excited about for the land trust opening this trail.
Yeah, that's a wonderful addition. This property really is our demonstration site, showing that agriculture and restoration and wild landscapes can all coexist. So I'm really glad you touched on that. Another thing I'd like to add is we're in the process of developing a trail stewards program for folks who really want to get involved and help us manage this trail into the long term. This really is a community asset, and we'd like to share it as much as we can with the community and let people develop their own sense of place there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of information about the Trail Stewards Program on the 1st at the event. And you can, of course, check out our website, ncrlt.org, or our Facebook page.
Fantastic.
For more info on that. Yeah.
So where did the funding for this project come from?
Ah, good question. The funding mostly came from the State Coastal Conservancy. They've been a fabulous partner and supporter of us and various projects we've done. Yeah.
That's good.
Mostly the State Coastal Conservancy, also fundraising, of course. So our generous donors have really stepped up to make this dream a reality. And I just want to give a shout out to some of the people who really the forefathers of this trail, like Ryan Wells, Shane Green, Lindsay Green, Kevin McKernan, and some current staff members, Mike Sipra and Sarah Pilkington, and our friends at RCAA, who's been with us the whole way, doing a lot of the design plans, and our board and advisors and all of our supporters. It's really been a great team effort. Oh, and of course, the California Conservation Corps. They do so much good work.
Yes, they
here
do.
On the North Coast.
Yes, they do.
They do, yes.
All right. Well, Carrie, thanks for sharing this with us. I'm looking forward to it this weekend. Emily, are there any other things we need to touch on this morning?
Yeah, well, next week we're going to be focusing on Bike Month. And so there are so many events coming up in May, and I love that a trail grand opening kind of kicks off May, happening on the Sunday, May 1st. But then next Tuesday, we're going to be talking about all the activities that are coming up, bike to work days, a lot of free bike clinics at various bike local bike shops to get ready for the spring and summer season and getting your bike out of the garage. Lots of events for kids, all ages. So that's what we're going to be focusing on next week. And we'll also be talking about some upcoming events around trails.
Sounds good to me.
Wonderful.
All righty. Carrie, thanks again for taking the time to tell us about this grand opening. We're all looking forward to it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling all this together.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
This conversation you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.